yesterday I brought this up, and it really hadn't hit me until we were discussing this on the show yesterday, and in the middle of our discussion, it really kind of hit me hard, and I winged it, and we don't script things here. I mean, we have bullet points and ideas of where we want the show to go. Sometimes we go in different tangents, and we don't know where the show may go, which I think is the fun part of our show. Hopefully people that listen enjoy that as well, and you may agree or disagree with us, and if you agree with everything that we say, then that's pretty boring. So I'm guessing that you disagree with something I say or Dusty says, and sometimes you agree. And I've had people I've talked to say, listen, I listen to your show, and sometimes I agree with you, and then there's times where I really don't agree with you. I'm like, well, that's great, but if we got you to think and to challenge you a little bit, that's, you know, I think a somewhat of an interactive show from that standpoint. The whole thing with Tyreek Hill, and I mentioned it yesterday, I think Clark Hunt has been given a free pass, the owner of the Chiefs. And when I started thinking about the history of the Chiefs yesterday when we were discussing Tyreek Hill situation, we played clips from Frank Clark's press conference. I brought up how bad the allegation was against Frank Clark in 2014 that a lot of people don't know and seemed like the Kansas City media didn't get into. And I've listened to a lot of sports talk here last week, and it's all about Tyreek Hill. And Frank Clark's kind of, you know, it's pretty amazing that a $105 million contract goes under the radar, but it kind of has. Yeah, they had a press conference, but it was more about, well, they wanted to ask Veach about Tyreek Hill. It's like, well, how about asking why would you go after a guy and trade two picks and give a guy $105 million or 63 guaranteed to a guy that had a maybe just about as disturbing incident as Tyreek Hill did before you drafted Tyreek Hill in the fifth round? And nobody asked that question, of course. And the media is kind of been tunnel vision all about Tyreek Hill, and I get that. But we have been missing the bigger picture here. We have been missing the bigger picture here. And yesterday we brought it up that, listen, Javon Belcher murdered his girlfriend or wife and then killed himself in the Chiefs parking lot. All right? That incident alone should keep the Chiefs from touching high-risk guys. That alone, okay? Larry Johnson was no saint. We know all kinds of issues he was involved in, and lots of charges were dropped. And if you don't think there was intimidation or payoffs going on there, you're fooling yourselves.
But there wasn't an outcry about it like there is now.
No, there wasn't.
Either. That's what I
always
hated about the Larry Johnson thing.
No, there wasn't. There should have been. But because he was running for 1,700 yards a season, it was all good. And then give him a contract extension. Remember that?
Yeah.
She wanted to keep him. And I was like, that's a mistake because running backs have a short shelf life. And sure as heck it was a mistake. Once he got his money, he started to break down. And he's had problems off the field ever since. He's been close to committing suicide or had suicidal thoughts. And he seems to be maybe on the way to rehabbing himself, and he's found God. But Larry Johnson did a lot of bad things to people. It's just that he wasn't charged in some instances, and he's probably lucky that he wasn't, or things got worse than they were. But he put himself in some really bad situations, and the Chiefs didn't do anything to Larry Johnson. And then there, of course, is the Kareem Hunt situation, which there were some things that came out after the draft, but it really wasn't followed up by the Kansas City media. There were a few flags with Kareem Hunt at Toledo. Not as disturbing as Tyreek Hill, but there were a few flags. And part of the reason why a guy that had a good combine fell to the third round. The Chiefs, I mean, Justin Houston was a guy that fell, and because he failed a drug test. And the Chiefs took a flyer on him, a gamble on him a little bit, high draft pick. That one worked out for the most part. But the Tyreek Hill one, after the whole Javon Belcher thing, you really have to say, why in the world were the Chiefs even considering drafting Tyreek Hill? And the reason is very simple. They ignored the issues because he ran a 4.240. That's as simple as we can make it. And they thought that he could be a key part of their team as a returner, maybe as a wide receiver, and we'll just, you know, it's a fifth-round draft pick. It's no big deal. And there were a lot of people who can't see we were in uproar when Tyreek Hill was drafted. Then Tyreek Hill does what he needs to do for the next 3 years, and he pled guilty to what he did to his girlfriend, now fiance, And what happens is that gets expunged from his record, and then we know what's happened recently with the child being taken out of the home. Allegedly, Tyreek Hill or his fiance broke the kid's arm. We heard all the audio, this and that. And as I said yesterday, lost in the whole Tyreek Hill situation was the Chiefs. While this is going on and they know there's a problem at home with Tyreek Hill and his fiance and his child, his fiance is carrying twins. She's pregnant with two more, by the way, if you don't know that, which makes it even scarier and why this needs to be taken care of if there's a problem so we don't have a Javon Belcher part two. While this is going on, the Chiefs are actively trading for a guy that had a really big-time incident in 2014, but because charges were dropped, everything is excused. And Frank Clark hasn't had just one incident. But it's not as bad as Tyreek Hill, so apparently Frank Clark's a saint. And who has been the one constant during all of these players? Javon Belcher, Larry Johnson. I said this on the show before this story came out on CBSSports.com. You have to admit.
Oh, yeah.
I was ahead of the curve on this one.
Yeah.
And the Kansas City media, I don't hear it. And maybe I don't. I'm not listening when they're talking about it. Could be. But I think Clark Hunt's been given a pass. And Clark Hunt is a pretty smart man, and he has played this perfectly from one standpoint. He's put out Andy Reid and Brett Veach to take all the arrows and the bullets. He has shielded himself with his head coach and his general manager to do all the talking. That's it. He should be the one. The owner of the team should be out front and center in this situation, especially with the history of this organization and the problems with some of the players that they have drafted and brought into the community. And the Chiefs organization is a community organization, and by the way, is not a private entity. They get taxpayer money to help fund that stadium that they play in. It's one thing for them to have a player come and have a problem, okay? It's one thing, maybe two, but that's five players I've just given you examples of. Five. Five in the last, well, four in the last 7 years, because Belcher was in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And with a team with the track record they have, and granted the Hunt stuff came out after they already had drafted Tyreek Hill, you have to ask yourself, why would Clark Hunt put himself in this situation? And the answer to me is pretty simple. It's all about winning. All about winning. So Clark Hunt, after the NFL draft, they had the draft fest and so forth and so on. Brett Veach addressed the Tyreek Hill situation with a statement. I think that was, what, Thursday night or Friday? Clark Hunt was tracked down by the media, and this is what Clark Hunt said about the Tyreek Hill situation. This is the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen very carefully. You tell me if this is leadership. You tell me if this is a guy taking the situation by the horns and dealing with it. You decide.
And I would just reiterate that we were deeply disturbed by the audio which we heard on Thursday, and that's why he's not with the organization at this point, and we would expect that'll be the case until we have a chance to work our way through whatever information we're able to get.
Is this a permanent decision?
No, I'm going to leave it where Brett left it when he spoke to you guys Thursday evening. He's not with the organization for the foreseeable future.
What is that process? You said work your way through the information. What is that process?
You know, I'm not going to be able to go into that. There are a couple of ongoing investigations related to Tyreek, and we're going to have to let that process play out.
How difficult is this to watch one of your players go through this and for the franchise to go through this?
I think, again, I would just leave it with Brett's statement on Thursday evening. It obviously is a tough situation for the organization, and we wish the best for his family.
Couple things here to point out on what he says. The last part, I'll just leave it with what Brett said. You're the owner. Brett's the GM. Okay? You know, one thing I'll give Jerry Jones credit about is he'll be front and center, and he'll take questions. And honestly, he protects his coach and his GM. Well, he is the GM. But he also protects the coach. And I know people don't like Jason Garrett, but he takes arrows for the coach. And there's sometimes he's critical of the coach, and sometimes he causes some problems because maybe he talks too much. But I don't think in a situation, and I know it's weird because Jerry Jones is both GM and the owner, but here's the other part. Listen to this.
And I would just reiterate that we were deeply disturbed by the audio.
Deeply disturbed by the audio, but Tyreek Hill is still a member of this team. Kareem Hunt kicks a woman in a hotel or a residence, and they put out a statement. Clark Hunt doesn't come out and give out this big statement. There's a statement put out on a Friday when I'm doing high school basketball, so it's a perfect time to bring out a statement on a Friday night before the weekend. That's on purpose, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
They don't wait till Monday to do that. And he lied to them, so Kareem Hunt's gone. So we talked about Clark Hunt. It starts with him. It ends with him. You want this stuff to stop with the Kansas City Chiefs organization? You don't want woman beaters? You don't want people that allegedly beat their children? You don't want people to murder and then, you know, kill themselves in a parking lot? I know that's extreme, okay? I get it. But it happened. That's not a hypothetical. That happened just 7 years ago. And for a lot of us, it's still fresh in our memory bank. You just let go of one of the best running backs in football, and I thought, wow, I was surprised they did that. But they said it was because he lied. So let's get this right. Larry Johnson getting in altercations and hurting women and fighting men and punching and having all kinds of anger management issues, that's okay. Kareem Hunt lied. That's it. Last straw. Gone. See ya. Which is a bunch of crap because it was after the video came out. The Chiefs, come on. It was about the video. You weren't aware of the video, or you were, and that's the other thing. I don't know if we can trust the Chiefs on what they're saying. I don't know. I find it still hard to believe the Chiefs did not know that video existed or didn't see the video. I really have a hard time. They had to have known it existed, and I think they just hoped it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Once it came out, it's like, well, we better do something. Well, how do we spin this? Well, he hasn't been truthful. He's really lied to us. We'll take a big, hard stance. Once the NFL makes their decision, remember? They waited till the NFL made their decision, and that's what the Chiefs are doing right now. They're waiting on the NFL. And by the way, the NFL, let's not cut them a big break. They didn't want to deal with this Tyreek Hill situation at all because it's the big party of the year. It's the three-day NFL draft. So they slide it under the rug. The Chiefs send out a generic statement from Brett Veach, the GM, not Clark Hunt, the GM of the team, which is fine. But at some point, doesn't Clark Hunt have to just get up and address this problem? So we talked about this yesterday. There are so many people that I hear that are like, well, Andy Reid, he always gives everybody second chances. This is Andy Reid's fault. I've heard Brett Veach. Well, Brett Veach, you know, John Dorsey's fault. He's not even there anymore. I'm like, why doesn't anybody mention Clark Hunt? You know why? Because Clark Hunt's brilliant in some ways. There are a lot of people that would run into Clark Hunt in the grocery store. They'd have no idea who he is. But you'd know who Andy Reid is.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably have a better chance of knowing who Brett Veach is. You wouldn't know Clark Hunt from Adam or Joe or Jim or John. You wouldn't, which is okay for the owner to be behind the scenes. But when things like this happen, the top person in your organization should be a leader. So after we talked about this yesterday, Jason LaCanora, or however you pronounce his name, from CBSSports.com, who, by the way, I've read some of his stuff. I don't always agree with what he writes. Just like not everybody agrees with what we say on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really intrigued by this article, and I so wish that we could get him on our show, but he's a national guy, and it ain't going to happen. Here's what he said. Here's his article. Chiefs owner Clark Hunt's actions speak louder than words when it comes to domestic abuse and violence. Clark Hunt, this is his words, not mine, although I agree with a lot of this. Clark Hunt has a problem. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs has an abuse problem. He has a domestic violence problem. He has a culture problem. He has a leadership problem. It's not the Chiefs. It's Clark Hunt. When it comes to the sordid, horrible, disgusting string of events that have haunted this franchise since December 1st, 2012, when linebacker Javon Belcher murdered his 22-year-old girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, and then shot himself in the head in the team's parking lot, to the present, when the Chiefs held a press conference Friday to introduce a recently acquired player who was arrested for domestic violence in college, Frank Clark, who then was dismissed from the team at Michigan by their head coach, And one day after the chilling audio was released strongly implicating receiver Tyreek Hill in the extreme abuse of his three-year-old child, look no further than the owner of the team. On matters such as this, there is no team. There is no Kansas City Chiefs. There is one individual who pays everyone else and decides who stays and who goes. And when they get kicked out, in the last six-plus years, coaches and general managers and front office executives have come and gone. Clark Hunt is the constant, and that's what we said yesterday on the show. He is the authority. We said yesterday he has final approval on everything. He approves them drafting these type of people or trading for these type of people. And he has not come close, the article goes on to say, to showing an ability to steward his franchise with any the level of class or sensitivity when it comes to domestic violence and abuse. Hunt oversaw the decision to play football one day after Javon Belcher's murder-suicide. He oversaw the drafting of Tyreek Hill, a player many of his peers refused to include on their draft boards because of Hill's sentencing for a heinous assault of his pregnant girlfriend in college that police say included hitting her in the face, choking her, and punching her in the stomach. Hunt oversaw the team's inquiry into Kareem Hunt's assault of a female last offseason and a subsequent decision to allow him to practice and play as normal as the NFL botched another investigation into the assault of a woman. Hunt oversaw the decision to allow Hill to report for off-season work despite the ongoing investigation into his role in the assault of a three-year-old kid. Hunt oversaw the mealy-mouthed press releases pledging how deeply disturbed the organization is about all this, while the authorities said they believe the crime was committed by one of the parents and removed the child from Hill's custody. Hunt oversaw the decision to send Hill home indefinitely but not release him. After audio was released on Thursday of the receiver making threats to Espinal, the girlfriend, fiancé, and admitting to routinely punching the three-year-old, and of a child saying daddy did it, and despite Hill being denied even supervised visitation with his son, he's still a member of the Chiefs. When the district attorney's office announced it was reopening its investigation of Hill following the release of those tapes, Clark Hunt did nothing. He signed off on a press conference welcoming Frank Clark, who was prosecuted on domestic violence charges in 2014, to Kansas City on Friday, but didn't bother to even sit up there during that press conference to take any questions himself. Instead, he allowed the head coach and general manager to try to deflect inevitable questions about Hill's situation during that press conference. And then Hunt seemingly focused on the more important issues of the NFL draft. And now another week begins with the franchise embroiled in an ongoing debacle. One might think that a crime as extreme as Javon Belcher's, a player with no history of prior violence, perpetrated would lead to a stronger position on domestic abuse. One would expect that some tangible changes in the workplace would be enacted by those in charge, and that any inference of previous history of abuse might be a disqualifier for working for the Chiefs. Perhaps out of a calling of sorts, but at the very least for the sake of public relations and for brand savviness. Instead, Clark Hunt repeatedly has opted to go in the opposite direction. It's truly appalling when you think about it. A zero-tolerance policy on domestic violence would have been the expectation long before now. Yet the Chiefs take as many character risks as any organization in football, and it goes beyond former general manager John Dorsey. It runs much deeper than that. No one could blame Hunt for what these men have done. But the fact it keeps happening in this locker room is beyond a coincidence now. Hunt's franchise hasn't shunned known abusers. It has embraced them and stood by them and been willing to pay them over and over again. This is what owners who are deeply disturbed do about domestic violence and child abuse? Really? That's what they do? In the aftermath of the Javon Belcher's grisly acts, these are the lessons that have been learned by the Kansas City Chiefs? This falls at Clark Hunt's desk. These are his calls to make, and he has failed miserably at them and consistently at that. Say what you want about the way the Baltimore Ravens handled the Ray Rice situation overall. And yeah, they botched that. But at the very least, in the aftermath of that video surfacing, the team has avoided players who have any known history of domestic abuse. They've stayed away from those guys. In Kansas City, despite a murder-suicide at the team facility, the Chiefs keep bringing these guys in. There's more to the story. You can read it. But he just basically goes on to say, this falls at the footsteps of the owner. And that's what I was saying yesterday. It's at the top of the organization. Quit blaming Andy Reid. Quit blaming Brett Veach. Those guys probably certainly were maybe trying to tell Clark Hunt, let's take a chance on this guy because he can really help us. But inevitably, at the end of the day, Clark Hunt has the veto power.
Yes.
And he has chosen in every one of those instances, sure, bring him in. And that's why this whole Frank Clark situation, I wish I wouldn't have to talk about this. Frank Clark he grew up homeless, and he, you know, he's kind of a, he's a success story, no question. Maybe his life's turned around, but the Chiefs during it's one thing to pick up Frank Clark last year, or even a year from now. But while this whole thing's going on about Tyreek Hill, it's almost like, you know what? We can't give $100 million to Tyreek Hill now. Well, we got some extra money. What do you want to do? Frank Clark guy's available. Yeah, but he's got some stuff in his background. Yeah, but he wasn't charged. Cool, let's do it. It'll help our team win. Listen, I've thought about this, and I don't think we will do it, but I'll say this right now. If you're really disgusted by what's happening with the Chiefs, and it's unfortunate because Patrick Mahomes is a class act. He's done everything right. And this is the other bad thing about the situation. There are many athletes and players that aren't like this.
The majority.
The majority are. But these guys give the NFL a bad name. These guys with the Chiefs give the rest of the Chiefs a bad name. But Clark Hunt could have avoided some of this if he would have just taken a stand saying, listen, we've got a moral code here, or we got a character code, and if you've got any kind of history with domestic violence after what happened with Javon Belcher, you're not part of this team. And that's basically what the Ravens have done since Ray Rice.
Yeah.
So why are the Chiefs, you know, Andy Reid's given guys a lot of second chances. And yeah, I'm not going to excuse Andy Reid either. But Andy Reid and John Dorsey got up in front of the whole world at a press conference in Kansas City trying to explain to the fans about Tyreek Hill that, yes, we know what he's done is horrible. He regrets it. He's remorseful. He's going about things the right way. We talked to him. Trust us. They said that. Andy Reid and not Brett Veach, John Dorsey at the time, and Andy Reid stuck their necks out for Tyreek Hill. And ultimately, it's Tyreek Hill's responsibility not to do the things he's done. No question. But if Clark Hunt would have done what apparently every other owner was willing to do up to the fifth round, and that was stay clear of Tyreek Hill, Clark Hunt wouldn't have this mess right now, would he? But
no.
Then again, he might not also have a team that was close to getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to even talk about all of it and look back and understand what should they have done differently here. But, you know, I feel like
it's
after
not too
the
hard.
Thing,
don't draft Tyreek
that's
Hill.
That's what I'm saying, and I'll finish what I'm saying here, is I think it stops with Jovan Belcher. When you actually look at all of it and understand
absolutely
what's happened with the organization, it stops right there. Okay, if I've had this issue, and I can still look back and understand that Larry Johnson had issues with this too. Like I said earlier, that there wasn't an outcry then. This wasn't when it started with Ray Rice as a league-wide thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before that, nobody seemed like they cared in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But then they saw this thing with Ray Rice, and then all of a sudden, that's when the Pandora's box opened.
Because you had a video of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but understanding your history with the Chiefs, it should have. Should have stopped with Jovan Belcher.
Yes.
Because Jovan Belcher's not one of these guys that we're talking about. He's not a guy that had the history and the past of it. So it's not like you say, well, we shouldn't have signed him.
Right, there was no previous history
that
knew about Belcher. Yeah.
While he was there.
Right, yeah.
And it's exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And so that's where it needs to stop if you're serious about these kind of problems.
Listen, if you've heard the audio of Tyreek Hill and he says, you should be terrified of me too, that sounds like a guy that's capable of murdering somebody. I just have to say it. I'm not saying Tyreek Hill will be a murderer. I'm not saying that.
But it's definitely capable of hurting her.
He tried to he choking her, strangling her, punching her in the stomach, hitting her in the face. You don't think he's capable of killing her? That already happened in their parking lot.
Yeah.
Javon Belcher killed himself in the Chiefs parking lot 7 years ago in December. Less than 7 years ago, he killed his girlfriend. He murdered his girlfriend. Then he took his own life. If that shouldn't be a wake-up call ever for domestic violence and abuse, I don't know what is. And since then, if you don't want to say Kareem Hunt counts, because there's no domestic violence history to Kareem Hunt. as far as
there's
we know.
Nothing there, until he started standpoint. Playing.
He had
yeah.
anger management issues, yeah. but there's nothing in regards to that, yeah. as far as we know, when he was in school.
Probably plenty of football players that have anger management
issues. Sure, right, right, but they're just different ways they handle it.
Exactly.
Okay, you punch a hole in the wall at home, or you get into fights at the bars, and you hit a woman at a bar, that's a little different than just at home punching the television. Yeah. Okay? So Kareem Hunt, yeah, all right. There wasn't domestic violence issues there. Hello, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, what year was he drafted? 16? Was that when Tyreek Hill was drafted? Was it 15 or 16?
Yeah,
16. It was 16.
16, yeah.
It was 16, because the incident happened in 14. Then he left Oklahoma State, kicked off the team, went west to Alabama A&M for a year. So in 16. So less than 4 years after Javon Belcher's situation, the Chiefs drafted, not a free agent, drafted, used a draft pick on a guy that had known history of domestic violence, was charged and pled guilty, and the Chiefs picked him anyway. Trust us. Trust us. Trust us. Well, should we trust you now? You just picked up Frank Clark.
Yeah.
And I gave you the details of what he did back in 2014, but suddenly the charges were dropped. I don't think somebody just makes up that story from two different people that were witnesses. But hey, you know, he's healed. He's cured. Maybe Frank Clark is. Maybe he's learned his lesson. But that's what we kept being sold by the Chiefs organization with Tyreek Hill. They stuck their neck out for him. What happens if Frank Clark's situation, there's something bad happens? Are the Chiefs going to just go trade for another guy with domestic violence issues in the past? Because that's how bad this looks.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have a national reputation. When a national sports writer is talking about it, and it's a big article on CBSSports.com, that's not a good thing for this organization. And the reason it has happened is because the owner has allowed this to get to this point. It'd be one thing if some player the Chiefs drafted in the fifth round from 2016 had a perfect history, nothing wrong, and then he became abusive. All right, you can cut some slack because there is no history of it. Tyreek Hill was like the clearest cut history of ever. NFL teams didn't even have him on their draft board because they thought it was such a heinous act. And for the NFL teams and owners to stay away from a player who loved to give teams and guys second, third, and fourth chances, that's saying something. And for the Chiefs, it was like, if there was any organization that should have passed on him in retrospect, should have been the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I know it's convenient to say now. And I'll admit, when they drafted Tyreek Hill, I didn't think it through at that time. I should have been right up here on that pulpit saying, listen, you cannot draft a guy like this after the Javon Belcher thing. So I should have been on top of that, you know, when they drafted Tyreek Hill. For me, I wasn't a big fan of it, but I understand they were taking a chance, giving a guy a second chance. I'm all for guys getting second chances. But all I gotta say is, if all this is found out, Tyreek Hill did break his son's arm, and there is abuse, and they find this all out, and Tyreek Hill is the guy that's done this stuff, Tyreek Hill should never get to play football again. And yet the players' union will fight it if the NFL suspends him. And, you know, and then I just sit here and go, now the players, you know, all they care about, they don't care about decency. They don't care about safety for women or people. And then that goes back to the whole NFL. Well, we care about women and we care about domestic violence. And yeah. Great. You know, preach it, but you got to back it up. You can preach all you want. And the NFL has a chance to send a huge statement with this Tyreek Hill situation. And so far, the NFL has done nothing. And I'm not saying they should have done something already. Maybe they should have. Maybe they shouldn't have. The Chiefs have done nothing other than, we don't allow you to attend activities, which is not a big deal right now. Right?
Yeah.
So basically what's happened is nothing. And I just hope for God's sake that his fiance stays clear of him, because I just hope to goodness gracious we don't have another incident where there's somebody killed in this type of situation that did happen back in 2012 on the Chiefs' property in regards to the suicide. The murder was at a residence. You with me on that?
Yes.
So I have to say, I've thought about this. We'll get to Riley in a moment, and Riley's listening. I'm sorry, Riley. I've thought about this. We are a Chiefs affiliate. We're a Chiefs affiliate.
Yeah.
And if you're really disgusted by the Chiefs or you're upset with Clark Hunt, you know, how to make yourself felt, don't go games. Don't watch them. Don't follow them. Pick a different NFL team. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying you could. It's not probably fair to all the rest of the players on the team because not all the Chiefs are bad. But Clark Hunt's the one that makes the money. Okay? I mean, they all make money, but Clark Hunt is, I mean, his franchise value has gone through the roof. Clark Hunt is set for life. We know that. And he's not being a leader. He's hiding. He's allowing Veach and Reed to take the sword and be the spokespeople, the mouthpiece of the organization. And Clark Hunt's about nowhere to be found for the most part. Oh, yeah. I just, like Brett said on Friday or Thursday, he didn't even know what day it was when this happened, by the way. Did you notice that? Which is not good. I think he's purely a businessman. And he maybe doesn't fully get the community aspect of everything, or at least this part of it. Maybe he gets the community aspect, but he doesn't get this part with the domestic abuse and violence. Apparently he doesn't, or you wouldn't keep bringing in guys like this. And on top of the Tyreek Hill situation, now you're bringing in Frank Clark. I think Kansas City media needs to step it up and demand answers from the owner. We can't do a lot here in North Central Kansas. Yeah. We can put stuff on social media. We can press the issue. National writers pressing issue, I like that. Kansas City media has got to press it. Kansas City public, the community, you got to press it. You got to say, listen, Clark Hunt, we're not attending games anymore if you're going to keep doing this, or we're not going to do this or that. As a Chiefs affiliate, I could probably make big waves, and I probably could become a story in the state or even in Kansas City. Yeah. If we made a decision here and said we are cutting ties with the Chiefs and not going to air their games anymore as an affiliate, even though we're just a small market station in North Central Kansas, I bet that'd make news if we said we're dumping the Chiefs because of Clark Hunt's ineptness or refusing to deal with this, or his continual bringing in players like this, and we're taking a stand because he won't. I bet we'd make news if we're all about trying to get news. We're not, but it's crossed my mind. If you really feel really strongly about something, you can do something about it, or at least try to make your voice heard. For us, we have a pulpit, we have a microphone, we have a show, we have social media. But there would be one more step. Just saying, we're not going to carry the Chiefs games. We don't condone an owner that keeps bringing in guys that bring dangers to the community of Kansas City. Now, we're not in Kansas City, so those guys aren't dangerous to our society because they don't live here. But it's disappointing, man. When you just say it's deeply disturbing and you don't do much about it, then is it really disturbing? Apparently not. What's your definition of deeply disturbing? I think murders and suicides and breaking kids' arms and things like that is disturbing. Okay, we all agree on that. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're in a place of power where you can do something about it. And so far, you've done nothing. But you showed Kareem Hunt because he lied to you.